Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here today, joined by USD 383 and Manhattan Ogden Schools. We have Superintendent Marvin Wade in studio. Good to have you in. And we've also got Board President Kurt Herman joining us as well. Glad to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks.
And again, you guys have your meeting tonight, 6:30 p.m., the regular meeting at Robinson Education Center as planned here. You know, weather has, the last few weeks has been getting in our way here. It seems like midweek, we just can't catch a break. And I know the ice never makes things easier here, whether you're trying to determine when to cancel school or not here.
I see you looking at me, Brandon, so I'll jump on that one. This is, I think, the third Wednesday in a row where we've battled some, you know, difficult weather, just, you know, looking at the forecast, looking at road conditions, what's it like, what's it supposed to be like, and then looking at multiple different channels, different what avenues where we get the information, and trying to make the most informed decision we can, knowing that, in particular, like with our buses, that it's not something that we can just all of a sudden decide, nope, we're going to go a different direction and suddenly stop what we're doing and go in that other direction. So we are, you know, right now, we've got people out driving the roads. The buses are doing fine. They're taking it slow. All of them are making it on their routes fine. I checked on the way in here. We've got people out checking the road conditions. It is slick. It's supposed to heat up today, but it's still not going to get above freezing. It's going to remain slick, and we'll keep an eye on it. But at this point in time, you know, school started the regular time. At this point in time, we're looking at a regular dismissal time. That those late starts, early dismissals are really difficult for our families. So we do take that in consideration. But we were watching it late last night, up early this morning, checking the conditions, checking the forecast, talking to our colleagues in other districts, and acknowledging the fact that not everybody is going to like the decision. We know that, but we do want to keep safety first and foremost in our mind. And not just students, but staff as well. You know, there's times where buses can get through. I can think of, you know, like 2 weeks ago, you know, we did get the students home, but staff stayed, and that's their job. They're supposed to be there. But then we've got to make sure that they have an opportunity to get home as well. So I really appreciate them being there and not calling in sick, not doing other things, because it is bad out.
Yeah, well, I don't envy you. I know that's a tough decision for you.
Yeah, it's real common too that the as a school board member, I get asked all the time, you know, well, why didn't you cancel school? And it's not a school board decision. I mean, that's the superintendent.
That's me.
His call, and it is really a lot tougher. You know, I mean, of course, you know, and I appreciate the fact that Dr. Wade, you know, it's the safety of the students is always number one, and it really is a lot harder to cut school short. You know, and even on parents, because, you know, they have to take the day off. But again, like I said, it's safety is the number one rule, and then we go from there.
And I would add, too, that I'm pretty quick to say it's my decision, but that doesn't mean it's made in a vacuum either. That I acknowledge that responsibility. But I do, like I was saying, I talk to other people. There's others that I turn to that help with checking the roads, checking the forecast, talking to the city, talking to the state, the county, what's the road conditions like? What are they going to be doing as far as treating roads, those things? So there, it is as informed of a decision as I can make.
You know, as opposed, I'll throw this in. My dad was a high school principal when I was growing up, and his method was, and it was always, for some reason, it was his call. And if he could drive, he would get in his – we had an old Ford Galaxy 500, or like a 68 – and if he could drive to school and make it, then we had school.
There so, is a little – okay.
So it's there's a little more science
yeah,
to it
I, you know, I do get out and drive and check the roads to see if I'm – you know, just because I can get through doesn't mean we should have school. But yeah. I do, you know, personally get out and check them. And, you know, while we're on it, another thing is I do hear from people about us trying to hang on to snow days, that, you know, we'll make people go to school on days when it's safe to hang on to those snow days. We've got 3 snow days built into our calendar. We've got an additional 2 days built into the calendar for makeup if we needed to. That's that's not a driving factor in the decision. And I just want to reinforce that to people that in some ways that what would be easiest would be the night before to look and say, it looks like it might be slick. Last night would have been a real good example to say, it's going to be slick tomorrow. Could be really slick, so the safest thing would be just call off school the night before and just keep adding those days onto the end of the year. And we just, you know, we try not to look at it that way either. But it's not a case of trying to protect those snow days.
Okay.
Well, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you clarifying that here. Do have a meeting here tonight, a lot of stuff to get to. One of those I see here is enrollment numbers are going to be presented to the board.
Yeah, we have a mid-year enrollment report. We have the report earlier in the year when we have official count. But then Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed gives a mid-year enrollment report from a January count. And our numbers are up from September to January, up 26 students. And the elementary level is where we're seeing those students come in. So he'll give that report. So we continue to grow.
And that's good for when it comes to funding, I imagine.
Well, they do the funding from the fall, so you know. Okay. But we always end up having more students. It just every year we've been growing.
Okay, well, growth.
Yeah, and one thing I might note on this too, we also have a list of early graduates, the students that graduate in December, and it's the most we've had in the last 10 years. I believe we have 41.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to mention it. It's significant because this year we're doing something just slightly different. Because usually we would wait until May to give them their diplomas, but some of these kids graduate and when they go right to college, so they want to get a jump start on their life. So we need it. So we're going to issue them their diplomas right away.
And they'll still have the opportunity to go through the commencement ceremony in May, but this way they've got that transcript, got that diploma. They can move on with the things that prompted them to want to get done with high school early. Well, so we're really proud of them.
Yeah. I mean, there's no that's quite an accomplishment to finish early here and then go right get a jump start in college. Mm-hmm. What are some other action items that you guys are looking forward to here tonight?
One of the best things that we always get to do, we get to do recognitions of students and teachers and staff. And we have our track coach, Corey Cool, who was his first year track coach last year and won the state championship. So he's actually it's a national federation for high school associations. And that includes Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota. So it's a significant recognition, and he actually used to be our virtual ed PE teacher, and he came into the brick and mortar side.
That's quite a recognition.
It really is. His first year as his coach, winning state in track and field for 6A, and then this recognition, which is well deserved. People think a lot of him. We're lucky to have him.
Yeah, that's great. And then, of course, track season just around the corner. We'll be.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is.
Can't wait till that because that means better weather. any other recognition here tonight coming up at the meeting?
Well, we don't have a recognition, but we do have a site council report from Susan B. Anthony, from Vicki Klein. We do those twice a year. We usually break schools in half of them for each report. And we really enjoy those as a board member. Because it's a factual report first. It gives us statistics on, you know, the demographics and the test scores and how the students are doing. But I like these because the teacher, the principal will come in and tell us what's not, you know, I can read a report. Tell me what's not in the report. What are the cool things you're doing? What are the things you're doing to, you know, bring parents into the building? And so those are kind of fun reports to get.
Well, another one that it's not on the agenda, but I will mention would be that this is National School Counseling Week, and that I know that the city last night did a proclamation declaring it National School Counselors Week. So we've got outstanding counselors in our districts, really do a lot to help student, staff, families. So we want to acknowledge the counselors in USD 383 and all they do to help people.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the unsung heroes of helping students.
Oh, yeah.
I was just at a meeting right before coming here with some other superintendents talking about how great the need is in the area of social-emotional counseling supports for students and families and how it's just so difficult to find enough people who can really help the students in those areas. So, again, the counselors just over time just keep playing a bigger and bigger role in our school district and our society.
I think sometimes we forget that, you know, your kids go to school. They don't just go there to, you know, to learn, read books and stuff like that. There's, you know, the social growth, making friends, all that other stuff. That's all the important things that go into having the school experience.
And all these things with helping them to become resilient, to know what kind of person they want to become and to be able to strive toward that. And with bullying and social media and the pressures that students have now. We've always had pressures on students, but mm-hmm. it just seems like it's become more pronounced over time with students and families as well.
Absolutely. Do we have a phone call? I believe we do. So let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Happy slip slide away. Just wanted to report to the best superintendent we've had in the last 40 years, Tom Hawk, temporarily. I just wanted to report to you that your buses out on the highways and byways of the beautiful Rider County, Manhattan area are doing a great job being very careful, waiting for the students to take time to get across. I observed two or three of them. So you've done a great job with that. That's been a problem for years, but we got it corrected when you got here. You've corrected a lot of things, and more to come. Keep up the good work, and wear your seatbelt.
Well, thank you for the comment, and I do want to commend the drivers as well. That they have a very difficult job, and it's been even more difficult the last couple of weeks with the weather challenges. And had an opportunity to go out and meet with them. I believe it was the week before last, and just their attitude is good. They care an awful lot about the kids. They want to do the best job they can in difficult situations at times. So I really appreciate them. They don't get enough credit, really. So thank you for the call and the comment. I know that will mean a lot to them.
Yeah. And I appreciate the call, too, because it's, you know, in our line of work, we don't get very many compliments. So I will echo that. I think Dr. Wade's done a great job here, and we really appreciate his professionalism and how thorough he is with everything. And if I had the upper body strength, I'd carry around the room on my shoulders right now, but I don't think I can do that.
We'd get that posted somewhere, wouldn't we?
That'd be on our Facebook page right away.
and go back to the drivers. And thank you, Kurt. But, you know, going back to the drivers, too, the hills in this community – now, of course, with the ice, I really pay attention to the hills. But the hills, the turn lanes, it's tight some places, and those – buses, I watch them make those turns and think, man, I'm glad I'm not driving that thing. Yeah. I've driven a bus before, but I'm not near as good as them, that's for sure.
Yeah. If you see your kid's bus driver today, yeah, you know, give them a thanks here. They're doing some hard work today.
Well,
especially.
They're the first face the kids see in the morning, first smiling face that they see every day with the district, and they're the last one they see every day. So those drivers are really important to us.
Let's take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We'll have more with USD 383 when we return on In Focus. News Radio KMAN.